truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
You're not going to have real reform without some kind of a public option. That's pretty clear.
I also then noticed several police officers and some Secret Service officials moving closer to this.
I think it's a good thing because a lot of kids don't have that experience.
Would the president be better off just taking the public option off the table right now?
Was he dressed as a male?
And I'm like, oh, snap.
Things are bad.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the only news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, folks. Truth is our bitch on this radio show, which means that we do not belong to the longstanding tradition of conservative hosts or the more recent phenomenon known as the liberal host, or perhaps the more recent phenomenon known as the libertarian independent host, which we think is just another name for Republican. And maybe in some instances a damn Democrat. No, we're just the radio show here that's interested in what in the hell is going on, man. And I'll tell you what's going on right now.
Things are bad.
Well, I'm kidding around. We're just beating the hell out of that. That was actually a militia guy that they did something to him, man. They sucked the air out of him, or they put too much nitrous oxide into him, or he just came from a balloon party or something, or what, bud?
Probably came from a rave. That's what they did at a rave.
Oh, really? Sucking those balloons, huh?
Things are bad.
Anyway, our number 877-876-PHIL. I guess I'm showing my age with balloons, huh? Boy, those were the days. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about any of that. Those days of nitrous oxide at parties and raves, I know nothing about that. Yes, I was at a party one night where there was a big long line going down the hall, and I thought it was for the can, and I realized there was two big tanks at the end of the hall. No, I don't know anything about it. Now, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. You can talk about our show. You can talk about me. You can talk crap about me behind my back, and then Jason will read your replies and post them right there on our news feed. And, by the way, Bobby Dooley is on Twitter, so you can go to twitter.com/BobbyDooley. You can also see us at Facebook, facebook.com/PhilHendry. And the newest addition to the Phil Hendry Multimedia Assault, which is, of course, our website's live streaming video of the show. You can watch the show, see me right now in the studio. I'm looking at the video feed, and you see me, and you see there's a map of the world and our Hendry Show logo and a picture of me when I was 28 and just garbage laying all. In other words, it's just crap here because this used to be a storage closet, and this is where we're doing our show from. So you can see the show. You can hear live streaming audio as well. And we have a great many great affiliates. And you can see those at our website, philhendryshow.com website, where you can see where you can check out the show whenever you'd like. And again, our number 877-876-PHIL. So what have we done tonight so far? We've talked about a bunch of stuff. I don't know. No, the Bible, and we've talked about the, what did we start? Oh, yeah, the guns and... guns with the Obama protest, and we said there's nothing wrong with that so long as you're not killing anybody. Everything's good. And as far as Bible study goes in public schools, I said, yeah, I'm in favor of that, and that immediately means that people think I'm a conservative, and they didn't realize what the story was about. It's about teaching the context of the Bible in modern society, not religious indoctrination. So, you know, this is just something that this show has had to slug through. And I can't put it any more clearly than the way I said at the beginning. The way we said at the beginning of the show is the following. Listen to this. Here's where we're coming from. If you really want to know, it is more likely that you are being lied to by people on television and radio than it is that you are being lied to by politicians. Let me repeat. It is, in fact, I won't repeat, I'll change it. It is far more likely that you are being lied to by the talking heads on television and the people you hear on the radio than you are by politicians in Washington and elsewhere. Now, there are people who may not understand what I'm saying. There are a great many people who would call the show and say they agree with me, Phil. You're absolutely right, Phil. Some people may qualify it and say, well, I think some of the politicians are lying douchebags, and a lot of you guys are great, and I believe you, Phil. And frankly, I don't think you should believe me. I think you should check out everything you hear on the radio or watch on television before you say you believe anything. If you hear me say something, go check it out. Find out whether it's true or not. Go to wherever you have to go to check it out, and if you don't come back alive, then we'll know that you gave it your best effort. And that's what we're about on this program, lying to you. No, that's not what it's about. What it's about is a little something different. We don't lie to you. We tell you where it's at, whether it's liberal or conservative. So I got people thinking I'm some kind of a, you know, Obama lover. That means I'm a liberal. Guess what? No, I ain't. There ain't too many liberals out there, man, that love it when cats are walking around the streets of Phoenix with guns, AR-15 strapped to their backs. I ain't seen too many progressives, you know, go, you know, jumping up and down and saying, you know, yay for us. I haven't seen too many of them lately doing that. Or as our good friend Rachel Maddow might say.
Yay!
All right, 877-876-PHIL. All right, so the two North Canton Police Department dispatchers that we were talking about last hour sending these this so-called racist email, they've been placed on administrative leave after they were accused. They were accused last of forwarding racial messages using department email accounts. North Canton Police Chief Michael Grimes said the department was notified that, quote, inappropriate email had been replied to or forwarded by two dispatchers while on duty. The dispatchers were not named. A political blog at OhioDailyBlog.com posted copies last week of what it said was email sent by these two dispatchers. The forwarded prank email begins by saying Air Force One, the U.S. President's private plane, has a new tail number. And if you see the cartoon, and we took a look at it, the new tail number is NI and the two numbers six, in other words, two numerals of six, and you can guess the rest. And it looks at first glance like it might be official registration or what have you of an aircraft, and then you realize it's saying something else. And it's, I have to be honest with you, it's funny, but I will say this. Email between departments of official public agencies and email between private citizens is a very different thing. It continually stuns me that people don't recognize where they're working at any given moment and what could happen if what they're doing on the job is disclosed. And let me just say one more thing, and this is even, no matter where you work, understand something. No matter where you work, if you're using the company email, if you're using a company computer, you just rest assured everything you're doing is being looked at by somebody else. Do you understand? I don't care where you work. And I got another news flash for you. You have no right to privacy, no reasonable expectation of privacy when you're working on a company-owned computer and you're working on that computer during your work hours. Just expect that they're reading your email, they're reading your private communications, they're looking at the websites you're visiting, and they're doing this because they feel they have the right, and in point of fact, they do, and they don't want people screwing around on company time, and they don't want anything being done in the name of the company that is going to reverberate back in a negative way. The forwarded prank email begins by saying Air Force One. I gave you the whole thing. It's N166, and I'm not even going to finish it. You can figure it out. The message was allegedly forwarded. It reads, please forgive me. I'm really sorry. I really tried not to laugh, but dot, dot, dot. Now, between friends and private citizens, and, you know, I imagine that was probably Ice Cube's plane, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I think of the same thing as Will.i.am's plane or something.
Okay, bud. So it's, you know, ha-ha. But this is the computer of a police department, you know. The police department understands the serious and offensive nature of this matter, said Grimes. We're investigating the situation and we'll deal with it appropriately. There's a real learning curve on this email thing. I'm telling you, right, there's a real learning curve on for a lot of people. They think that they're just sending this crap back and forth and nobody notices. Folks, just if you haven't figured it out, when you're on the company computer, when you're on a computer at work, you don't own it. They own it. They're looking at everything you're doing, even if you don't think they have the ability to do it. Yes, they do. It's not that difficult. And it's well established that they're within their legal right. And they're going to look at this stuff for whatever reason. They'll tell you it's because they don't want anything, as I said, reflecting badly on the company. But who knows? Maybe they're getting their cookies looking at how you're communicating with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your mother, you know, whatever. The police email account of the dispatchers have been suspended during the investigation. One of the two dispatchers also works for the Uniontown Police Department. He said he was notified about the allegations and plans to investigate the claims. This is Police Chief Jack Kuntz of the Uniontown Police Department. He's going to investigate. I haven't been able to talk to my dispatcher, so I don't know. It's a big pain in the ass, so don't do it, okay? And now on to the question of racial humor, if we could just get to that, because here's the thing. This is a tasteless joke, probably no matter who sends it. If I got it, I probably would think that's pretty funny, and I would put a bag over my head and laugh hysterically until I threw up. And then if somebody asked me, did you laugh at that, I'd say, of course not. However, if I was working for the North Canton Police Department or any other police department, I'd have the rocks in my head forwarding that crap around. And do yourself a favor. If you get something like that and you're working for a business or a public agency or whatever, it's not your computer, send it on to the powers that be. Don't even let them get a whiff of any idea that you dig this kind of thing. Now, let's move on to, as long as we're talking about racial humor, which some people see as racial humor and I don't, let's move on to the Obama Joker poster, shall we? The Obama Joker artist has been unmasked. Who was the guy that created the Obama Joker poster? Not that he's an original thinker, because frankly, there was the George Bush Joker poster, so it didn't take a whole lot of imagination for a guy to go, gee, look at that, Bush, he's in the Joker makeup. Maybe I'll make Obama look like that. Bing, light bulb. Woo! When cryptic posters portraying President Obama as the Joker from the Batman series began popping up around Los Angeles and other cities, the question many asked was, who was behind the image? Was it an ultra-conservative grassroots group or a disgruntled street artist going against the grain? Was it a racist organization? No, guess what? It turns out it was a 20-year-old college student from Chicago who was bored during his winter break, just as many of us suspected. Furious Al-Khatib, he's a senior history major at the University of Illinois, crafted the picture of Obama with the recognizable clown makeup using Adobe's Photoshop software. Al-Khatib had been tinkering with the program to improve the looks of photos he'd taken on his clunky Kodak camera. The Joker Project was his grandest undertaking, blah, blah, using a tutorial he'd found online about how to jokerize portraits. He downloaded the October 23rd Time magazine cover of Obama and began digitally painting over it. People who said that was a racist portrayal of the president were so off base. One of the things about when anybody tells you something is racist, if the person who's telling you that it is racist is black, then according to the manual on how to live and eat and wipe yourself, that person's automatically right. I don't particularly, agree with that. I don't particularly subscribe to that, but that nonetheless is how it goes. If the person is black and he says it's racist, then I guess it is. Here's where you get into trouble. If you have one black guy says it's racist, another black guy says it isn't racist, then you got yourself a real quandary, you know? Who do I believe? I'm looking at this, and I see it the same way that the President Bush's portrait was jokerized. It's a way of lampooning the president. What did I say?
Lampoot. That's dirty.
I didn't say lampoot. I said lampooning the presidents for being slick, maybe even quasi-criminal. But it doesn't have anything to do with race, because it's white face. It ain't got nothing to do with race, in my opinion. Just like that monkey that was shot up in that cartoon had nothing to do with Obama being a monkey. It had to do with a damn crazy-ass ape. But you know what? What's the difference, man? People are going to believe what they're going to believe. But I'm telling you right now, when the guy that made that poster is a Palestinian student or whatever the hell he is, where is he from? Well, he's got one of them names.
Yeah, I think he's an exchange student.
Now, what do you say to that? He's some stinking racist Arab? No, the guy jokerized the poster. It was picked up by a bunch of fools. They stuck it all over the world, and that's the way that that goes. And I'm going to tell you, just before we go to our break, man, we got to lighten up big time. And I know it's been said before, but it needs to be said now. We got to lighten the hell up. And that doesn't mean that dumbasses get away with murder. If a dumb bastard sticks a rope hanging down from a tree with a black guy hanging from it, or some stupid couple of women who run a baby doll company have got a baby black kid with a banana and an ape, and they don't get the imagery. I'm not talking about that. And I ain't necessarily saying they ought to be arrested and thrown into jail. I'm saying that those people need to get a clue. But, folks, we are rapidly losing our sense of humor to the point now where anything and everything you look at, you can't laugh at. And you know what the reaction's going to be? Pretty soon we're going to be flooded with all kinds of insensitive and politically incorrect imagery, because people are going to get pissed off and they're going to get sick and tired of being told what's funny and what ain't. And they're going to laugh at any damn thing they want. And I'm not talking about slandering somebody or libeling somebody or insulting someone's underage child. I'm not talking about a black baby doll with a monkey and a banana. I'm just talking about an Obama poster with white face ain't necessarily the cat in a minstrel show.
God almighty.
Chris Matthews, your feelings.
Things are bad.
All right, coming up, Whole Foods chases a boycott, or faces a boycott, over CEO John Mackey's criticism of health care. Plus, your phone calls at 877-876-PHIL. And at the bottom of the hour, we will have John Mackey on, as you like to hear them, our special celebrity impersonated interview. That's ahead. World famous Phil Henry Show.
The world famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay, welcome to a whole new week here in the panorama that am America, here from the western edge of this grand dream called America, from the El Pacifico. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're here every night until 1 on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And we say the truth is our bitch, and sometimes it's a complicated and daunting task, but nonetheless, we try to do the very best that we can. So as I was thinking about the last segment, I thought, you know what? I don't know that I made myself all that clear, so I'm just going to take like 30 seconds, or maybe I shouldn't.
No, you already butchered it, man.
What do you mean I butchered it?
You butchered it up. Nobody understand.
Yeah, man, you're going from the Joker and what other thing?
The other thing was the cats with the email.
Yeah, nobody get it, man. They know the email. They know about Obama. But they don't,
Yeah, there's no transition. See, you need to learn how to transition. Here, let me show you. When you transition...
Get that out of my face. I know what you mean by transition. All right, so if you're on company time, don't send around email, especially if it's suspect or racist or has the N-word in it. And don't tell me that you don't know that that's controversial if the N-word's in it. Okay, that's number one. And number two, the Obama Joker poster may not be funny anymore because I've seen it 100 million times, but it ain't racist, okay? Because it was invented by an Arab guy, and that automatically means that it ain't, I guess. I don't know. What the hell am I saying? All right, coming up, as you like to hear, Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, the guy that invented those nut bins and, you know, all that jazz. You go in there and you get a handful of nuts.
Yeah.
And Whole Foods is where people go for lunch, is basically. It's where all of us people, even a lot of really arch-conservative types who believe that the meatloaf never should have gone out of fashion, even they eat lunch there. John Mackey, one would think, and this gives you an idea, you know, appearances aren't always what they are or is. John Mackey is opposed to the Obama health care plan, and I think it's because... If the Obama health care plan works, Mackey will be out of business because nobody's going to want to go there and get grains to make sure their bowels are regular, and they'll just go to hell in a handbasket. They don't care if they get cancer of the colon because they have government-paid health care. All right.
Yay! That's great, Mr. Henry.
Thank you. All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Now then, I wanted to tell you about Glenn Beck, one of our colleagues. Do we have enough time to do the Beck story? This is an update, I guess. You know, when Glenn went on Fox and Friends, and he said the following thing.
This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or the white culture. I don't know what it is.
You can't say he doesn't like white people. David Axelrod's white. Rahm Emanuel's his chief of staff are white. I think 70% of the people that we see every day are white. Robert Gibbs is
Rahm
white.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people.
Of course.
I'm saying he has a problem. This guy is, I believe, a racist.
Now, when the reaction came in, Glenn said...
Things are bad.
Well, and what happened was Walmart, Best Buy, CVS, and GMAC have now joined eight other... are among eight major advertisers that have confirmed pulling their advertising from his show. Now, why is this a news story? It isn't really. It's published by the Huffington Post. Now, I'm not here to defend Glenn Beck. What I'm here to defend is what's horse dung and what is actually happening. What's the truth and what is a mishmash? What is a mendacious assault on your virgin ears, you know? Okay, so in other words, Huffington Post, that's the same eight that pulled out last week, and you're recycling it, and you think there's a big push to get Glenn Beck off the air because he's losing all these advertisers? I got big news for you. No, there ain't. The advertisers did not pull their spots from Fox News, but rather requested that their ads do not air during Beck's 5 p.m. program. The advertisers in the latest round of pullout from Beck's show and their statements to colorofchange.org, we reviewed the commercial schedule, and based on your feedback, we've put any programming featuring Glenn Beck on our Do Not Air list. That was Algernon, makers of Restasis. I don't know how much bread they spend. Ali Bank, Broadview Security, CVS. Bottom line on the so-called advertiser pullout from Glenn Beck, it's not going to hurt him. He's not going to leave the air. He's not going to lose his radio show. He's not losing his TV show. And once again, Ariana is well behind the ball, if you'll pardon me saying that, Ariana.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
We'll be right back with As You Like to Hear Them. It is John Mackey, CEO of Whole Foods. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
And I'm like, oh, snap.
Phil, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're very happy to have on with us now the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey. Whole Foods is a long-time grocery chain and one that is well-known to most of us as a place where you can get food that is, for the most part, healthy, does not contain all of these additives and these artificial flavorings and these artificial ingredients and preservatives that perhaps other grocery chains do handle. Whole Foods has been known as a place where you can buy a good, healthy product that at least is touted as such. Variety of vitamins, and there is a deli there, and a lot of people go there for lunch. We have Mr. Mackey on with us, and one of the reasons is because that he has written an op-ed piece. Mr. Mackey, how are you? I saw the op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, very, very good, Phil. Thank you. And it was the Wall Street Journal.
And just the first line, let me read part of it to my audience. Here was the quote. You quoted Margaret Thatcher.
Well, see, that's what got me in. It got me into trouble. I didn't make up the quote. It was Margaret Thatcher that said it, and I just used it. And they think that I made up the quote. I didn't make up the quote. Thatcher did it, or Thatcher said it. And she said the problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of other people's money. Let me just say, Phil.
Well, hold on. I want to read just one line here. With a projected $1.8 trillion deficit for 2009, several trillions more in deficits projected over the next decade, and with both Medicare and Social Security entitlement spending about to ratchet up several notches over the next 15 years, as baby boomers become eligible for both, we're rapidly running out of other people's money. These deficits are simply not sustainable. They're either going to result in unprecedented new taxes.
Well, are you going to finish your...
I just want to finish new taxes and inflation, or they will bankrupt us. Are you you're against Obama's health care plan?
Right. I wanted to. You can read the whole editorial. It's in the Wall Street Journal, and I do recommend that people read it. But the reason why I wrote it is why you have me on the program, right?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I wrote it is because it got into some people's minds that. Just because, you know, Whole Foods, I guess I'm using the word because, well, I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, let me say what I said leading into the interview. Whole Foods is perceived, I don't know why, I guess it's because of the sort of alternative feel of the joint. I shouldn't say joint, I mean your store. That it's maybe a place where liberals shop, you know?
See, I don't get that. We're a place where liberals shop. That's almost like something you'd hear from Sears or something, a place where liberals shop or Walmart or so. Hey, our place is a place where people go who want to eat good food. And our place is also a place, yes, where people go who are suffering from cancer and they think they're going to get a miracle cure. But I never tell them, and we don't ever say to people, come to Whole Foods and you can eat a handful of grain and you can get rid of a tumor.
Why would you even bring that up?
Huh?
Why would you bring something like that? You mean a place where people go who've got cancer who think they're going to get a miracle cure?
No, I'm sorry. I've noticed people coming into our stores who look like they're on death's door, and they're buying a handful of grain, and I want to say to them, you know, from the looks of you, you've been on chemo for 3 weeks, man. This is going to get your hair growing back any faster, you know? So I just, it's just something I've noticed, that's all.
What, why would you say that? Do you notice this a lot?
I don't want to make a big deal out of it, Phil, okay? I spoke out of turn.
No, but do you notice this a lot?
I go to our stores, and I see a lot of very healthy people, and occasionally I see some guy walking in like he's got a bag hanging from his side. You know what I'm saying? And he thinks that if he goes and he gets a bottle of wheatgrass juice that he'll suddenly grow another you-know-what. It's not going to happen.
What I'm saying is, has this been a concern?
It's a concern. I just don't want anybody coming up to me and saying, I didn't grow a new, you know, the thing that you use to go to the, I didn't grow a new one. How come? And I want to tell them all I'm selling is, you know, it's carrot juice, man. It's not a magic. Gandalf didn't make it. That's all I'm saying.
Do you have a lot of people coming to your store who think that you can magically cure them of cancer?
I don't know. What I'm saying is I see a lot of people coming in that may have a bag hanging off of them. That's all I'm saying. And then they'll go and they buy a bottle of processed papaya juice with a little wheatgrass in it. And they think that if they drink that, suddenly, I don't know, their vision will return. I don't know. They just look like that kind of people. But I want to get back to the article that I wrote.
Because I think you're going to do a little damage there. I mean, you wrote this article. You've already got protests planned. Not you.
I didn't plan any protests.
Not you, but the people that are protesting. Protesters have organized a boycott of Whole Foods Markets, America's 10th largest food retailer.
Yeah, I know. I read the article. After its chief executive, John Mackey, criticized... What do you want me to say? I already know about it.
Okay, but I mean, you're going to get some people up in arms about that comment.
What comment?
About the guy coming in with a bag hanging off of him.
No, I... Look, at anybody that shops at Whole Foods knows that when you go in to buy your groceries, there's a good chance you're going to see someone going down the aisle wearing sort of like one of those Muslim hats, and that's because they're bald because of chemo. And then they're wearing the baggy pants that look like they're maybe those old chino pants, and it's because they weigh about 90 pounds. And they're going down the aisle, and they're looking for some magic vitamin. And I want to say, excuse me, but if you've got full-on, like, leukemia, this isn't going to help.
Have you ever gone up to somebody and said that?
I've never gone up to someone and said it, but I've wanted to. I wanted to walk up to people and say, you look like you've got a full-blown case of, like, lymphoma or something, and that wheatgrass ain't going to do nothing, man, but give you gas. But you don't want to do it, because if that's what they think...
You know something? You got bigger problems, man, than whether or not you believe in Obama's health care plan.
Well, I don't believe in Obama's health care plan because I don't think that there's... That's the point there. There it is. That's it. Now, I finally know what I... See, that's the tie-in. I don't believe in it because I don't think there's a magic cure there. That's it. Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay. So you came on here and you started talking about...
No, I didn't... No, I knew what I was going to say.
Then what's with the oh, thank God?
Because I knew there had to be a tie-in between me seeing guys who have leukemia drinking wheatgrass and the Obama health care plan, but I wasn't sure how I was going to do, but now I know. So there it is, Phil. So, yeah, there's no magic cure. And if you come to Whole Foods and you eat the grains and you eat whatever we got, I don't know what the hell, we've got some cheeses that would probably block you up worse than anything you could get at Bonds or Kroger's, but nonetheless, if you eat what we eat, then maybe you won't have to go on Obama's health care plan. Because my whole point was this. It's too expensive, okay? I mean, what are we talking about here? It's a lot of money, Phil. A 1.8 million or trillion or how, what is it, trillion?
Yeah, you wrote the article and you're saying that there's not enough money, that it's deficit spending, that we're, you know, blah, 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 and...
What do you mean, blah, blah, blah?
We've deficit spent for years and years and years in this country. We've had a debt that's been climbing, and we have been able to cut into it a little bit through flush times. When times are bad, naturally the deficit's going to go up and the debt is going to go up. When you're going through something called a recession, if you climb out of that recession and you bring the country's productivity back and you bring the country's spending back, and I don't mean tax spending, I mean private spending, then we begin to cut into those deficits because there's more tax revenue, and we begin to cut into that big debt. And so it isn't quite as apocalyptic as people say it is in the middle of a recession. Because the last time we had a recession where we faced a big debt was back in the late 80s, early 1990s.
You don't have to give me a history lesson. I was there. I remember. And I had a business, a profitable business, through all of that. But the point that I'm making here, Phil, I mean, how much money are we going to spend before even the flushest of times, as you might call it, there still won't be enough money? And I want to see our country be healthy, and I mean financially healthy. I'd like to see us physically healthy, but I'd like to see us financially healthy so that we can obviously spend money in the private businesses of America. But that's not going to happen as long as Obama's health care plan is going to bankrupt the country.
And you don't think that saying, if you got leukemia or a brain tumor, coming into my store ain't going to cure it, that's not going to hurt business?
Well, it wasn't going to hurt business till you made a big deal out of it. No, it wasn't going to hurt. Now you're on every other word you're talking about that.
You're the guy that brought it up, man. You know, you're a guy that started a store that a lot of people perceive to be one of the more progressive grocery chains in America.
Oh, with a progressive. Is that the same thing as liberal? Is that what that is? Because I want to tell you something, Phil, okay?
Well, but that's the perception.
All right, let me tell you why I started Whole Foods so you know. I'm a right-wing conservative. I love everything about right-wing. I'm not an extremist, but anything that's right-wing, I love it. I love it dearly. I love McCain and all of them. Limbaugh, I listen to him every day. All of these guys. But I happen to have had a hard time. How do I put this? I was having a hard time. What can I say? You know, going to the bathroom. And this was back, in my younger years. So I grabbed some grains and I mixed around some rice and I did some things. And I said, geez, look at this. Suddenly the next day, it didn't end. It didn't stop. I wasn't off the toilet from 8 a.m. till about noon. I sat there and just cleaned out. And I said, I'm onto something. So that's when I got hooked up with a few of these people that are mixing up, juices and stuff in their kitchen. And a lot of this stuff made you sick. I mean, it was a trial and error, and I drank some of it, and I got a raging case of botulism from one of them. But finally, you get all of these different brands, and then I found some guys that make vitamins, and they were good. A couple of these guys were quacks. Guy was telling me something for his, he said this is vitamin C. Well, it was those sour candies. You ever had those?
Yeah, what are those called, bud?
Forget.
They're like a wafer?
Yeah. That's what I was buying, that as vitamin C for about 2 years.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
What?
You're buying candy and you thought it was vitamin C.
I was starting out. I was starting Whole Foods out from scratch. Excuse me.
They're called something like sour or something.
Yeah, and I guess you'll laugh at this, but I had what I thought was vitamin B complex. It was all the brown Skittles, okay? So that's the kind of dumbass that I am.
You're kidding. You had a Whole Foods health store and you're selling vitamins and some of them are Skittles and you're a multimillionaire now and you're trying to tell the country how to do things.
Am I rich or not?
Yeah, but I can't believe a guy buying sour candy thinking it's vitamin C and selling Skittles thinking it's B complex.
That's when I was starting out and I figured it out later. And when I finally did and I got rich, that's when I wrote the article. Now everybody thinks I'm some kind of a hippie. I'm not a hippie. I ate some whole grain cereal, and it cleaned me out, and I said, I think I'll sell this. There might be a market for it. And I got a lot of hippies coming to the store. But like I said, I also got a lot of these hippies that were suffering from God knows, they were suffering from mercury poisoning, and their eyelashes are falling off, and they want to come in, and they want to know where the radish juice is, because that's going to help them out. And I got to say, look at pal. What do you got? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, I can tell you by looking at you, you got some kind of a fluorescent poisoning like that guy in DOA. You glow in the dark. You think that this radish juice is going to help? Do yourself a favor. Go home, get into bed, and die.
I can't believe that you talk to customers like that.
Oh, really? You can't? Why don't you come? I invite you, Phil, to any one of our Whole Foods stores. I'll go down there with you. We'll stand at the door. I'll take a look at the people coming through, and I'll point out to you which ones have cancer and think that the radish juice will cure them. Which ones have been going there for years and just buy the cheese because they think it's really high grade, even though it probably isn't. I don't know where we get our cheese. I think it's good. I'll point out the ones that go there and just to eat the salad bar for lunch. I'll point out the ones that go there because they're hippies and whatever passes through their system they think they can use as fertilizer. I mean, there's all different kinds. And I'll point them all out, and I bet you I'll be right about 90% of the time.
All right, so as far as Obama's health care plan goes, you know that this national option, they may be pulling it off the table. Is there any kind of a national health care plan you think we need?
Yeah, we need a national health care plan where people are eating healthy and are eating smart. And then you go to your doctor and he says, oh, guess what? You're not sick because you've been eating healthy and eating smart. You've been shopping at Whole Foods. And no, you can't cure cancer by drinking the radish juice. But, you know, John Mackey's a good guy and he's not bullcrapping anybody. But what do I get? I say that the Obama plan is expensive.
Well, it is expensive. It is expensive. But Obama's not the first president to deficit spend at a time when there's been a national need. Some people think that defense spending is a national need. I do. We have no problem with the deficit spending when it comes to national defense. For some reason, we have a problem with deficit spending when it comes to a health care program that's going to save the country money.
Oh, get out. Save the country money. I'm telling you right now, Phil.
Look, you're the guy that's coming on here and telling me that you're standing around talking to, you know, hippies who come in and think they're going to get the bag off of them because I guess they had a colostomy. Is that it?
No, I didn't want to say.
Yeah, by drinking your wheatgrass juice.
Well, we disagree philosophically, but thank you for having me on your program.
What, are you leaving?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the... Isn't this the time?
Yeah, I told him when to wrap it up.
Let me tell him when to wrap it up. Thank you very much, John Mackey from Whole Foods.
You're welcome, Phil.
So that guy thinks... Was he calling from Whole Foods?
Yeah, I think he was having a sandwich.
Anyway, that guy... well, just because you have a place where they sell healthy stuff doesn't mean you're a hippie. Don't even mean that you're a liberal. Don't even mean that you like Obama. In fact, you can be a right-wing conservative and still eat those whole grains and drink that radish juice and look like gypsy stinking boots. All right. A political consultant suggests lie detector tests for New Jersey politicians. I don't know why it should just be New Jersey politicians. Sounds like a good idea for, well, just about all of them, doesn't it? Or does it? We'll be back in a world-famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Shop Whole Foods.
Phil Henry.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. And go to philhenryshow.com. You can check out our... a video cast each and every night as we do our show not only on the live streaming audio, and it's also available on demand the next day on our website, philhenryshow.com. You can watch our live streaming video as well. And don't forget a big, big repository of archived material from many, many years of the Phil Henry Show. Our website, as a matter of fact, was picked as one of the funniest on the internet by PC World. So check out philhenryshow.com. Let's go to Bob in Buena Park. Bob Green from Fraser Foods. Bob, how are you this evening?
Real good, Phil.
And I know that you called. I know you heard John Mackwell, as you like to hear them, interview with John Mackey. He is a grocer. You're in the grocery business. What'd you hear that you liked? What'd you hear that you didn't like?
Well, first of all, the little skit you did there with I've known John for a long time. He's a great businessman. He knows the grocery business very well. And the little sketch that you did... what do you call it when you do a skit?
Yeah, okay.
Because that was a skit, right?
Yes, okay.
All right, well, I'll move back because it sounds like you don't want me to talk about it. But
what was your essential point?
Well, my essential point, there was one thing that John the fake John said, where these people that come in and look like they've got, as he put it, they look like they've got cancer. And they go into a place like Whole Foods because they think they're going to get a cure and they're going to be cured of some kind of whatever cancer disease they've got. He was mistaken, or it was mistaken, or the skit was mistaken, because I see these people coming into my store as well, and they don't have cancer. You see people come in who look like they're ready to die. They're very thin. They have open sores, some of them. They have the, I guess you call it that Rastafarian hair or what have you, and they've got their bag that is a recyclable bag, which I don't like to see that, but they bring them into my store, even though I have publicly stated I don't like it. These people don't have cancer. I think that's where the sketch was wrong. These are what are called vegans. And these people...
The vegans. In other words, these are not people who are sick at all. They choose to eat a certain way.
Yeah, they don't eat meat. They only eat what is vegan, and that means they don't eat any meat or anything that might one day become meat. That's what a vegan is.
Well, all right. Well, let me stop you for a minute, Bob. You're saying that vegans come into your store and have open running sores.
Many of them do, yeah. They don't look good. And I say to them when they come in, I say, all right, so there's where the produce is. There's no need to direct them near where any of the meat products are. There's no need to direct them to any section where there are products that may one day become meat. And I won't even call the products that I have eggs because I know these vegans. And they'll tell you that they're healthy, and I say to them when they come in, I know a couple of these vegans.
Well, do you know them by name? I mean, these are individual people that shop in your store.
No, I don't want to know them because I don't want to get to know someone that I feel is not going to be around. It's a human thing. You know what I'm saying?
You think that a vegan is on death's door?
When they come in and they got an open sore on their face.
How do you know that's a vegan and not somebody who's suffering from some disease?
Because I ask them. Okay, I ask them.
And what do they say?
They say, no, I'm not diseased. I'm a vegan. And I saw a guy in my store the other day with a big wound on his chin or cheek. And I said, I shouldn't have said it, but I said, do you have AIDS? He said, no, he said it was a pimple that popped. I said, well, God Almighty, that's the worst looking blemish I've ever seen. And I will say to them, don't go to the section where there's food that will one day become meat. And they say, you mean eggs? And I say, see, I didn't want to call it that.
All right, Bob, thank you very much. We'll be back on the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know what he's talking about.
Phil Hendry.